Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. This is the season for so much outdoor activity, including the Boy Scouts. The Scouts are active year-round, but things pick up in the summer, especially at Camp Red Wing on the southeast side of Muncie along the White River. Recently, Scouts attended White Stag, a youth leadership training program. It was a good chance for us to hear from some of these folks about what attracts them to scouting in a time when young people are busier than ever. This is what learning sounds like.
Help them out, Sam.
That looks a little bit better.
Half a dozen scouts with aluminum poles that are supposed to make up the frame of a camp shelter. There are no directions, just in the fine tradition of the scouts and campers in general, figure it out.
That one looks like it might not be in all the way.
Let me check.
Yeah, this one isn't in all the way.
Neil Spotts is 17 years old. The interesting thing about the youth leadership training program and many scout activities is that while the adults are in charge, they're not micromanaging. The scouts make a lot of the decisions themselves, which builds responsibility and confidence.
Today we're just preparing for our course that's going to start on Sunday. And so we only have a few days. In fact, if you go into our lodge, there's a big list we have set up, big things to do, like we gotta clean the shower house, we gotta set up the tents, we gotta set up the campsites, gotta caution off things. We already set the spars aside, and we gotta decorate our shelters to go with our themes, all sorts of fun things.
How long have you been in scouting, and what do you get out of it?
6 years I've been a Boy Scout, but I've been in scouting most of my life because my brother was a Boy Scout also, so I always came along in trips and things. But scouting's just a lot of fun for me. I always come to White Stag. It's a good program. I went through it as a participant, and I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy being on staff.
You and I are sitting here looking at aluminum poles that part of the framework of a tent. I mean, besides the idea of just the practical matter of you need to set up the tent, mm-hmm. Is there some benefit that people get in terms of teamwork?
This actually is just for our own use, but each team now, we have the participants and they come together and they form teams. They're going to have to set up their campsite, and they have something very similar to this, and they're going to have to figure it out exactly like we are now. They're going to have to figure out what poles go to what, and it brings a sense of teamwork to it because they're going to be from all over Indiana and even across state lines. And they're hopefully, we're hoping we'll start come together, you know, and they'll go through, we have four stages of team development. They go through forming, storming, norming, and performing. So they start off with forming, you know, they're trying to put things together, and then storming, you know, they run into a few problems. Norming, things start to click, and then eventually performing, hopefully.
What do guys get out of scouting? People live busy lives today, and, you know, there are a lot of things that you have to do. And I imagine when you're 17 years old mm-hmm. or when these guys are this age, there's schoolwork, there's other activities. Why scouting?
Today they get a lot of self-reliance, independent skills, like they learn how to cook, they learn how to camp, they learn how to be able to be on their own. Many of the merit badges, which you have to get to become Eagle, are things such as personal management, where you have to be able to manage your own affairs financially and otherly, and then personal fitness, keeping yourself physically strong, which is part of our scout oath. And then we have our scout law, where we have all these values. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And those are the moral values I was talking about that we live by every day.
And it's fun, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, very fun.
You're smiling
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
tell me about a good time that you've had while you were in scouting.
I've done a lot of fun stuff. But last year we went to Blue Ridge in Virginia. That's a camp, and we went hiking along the High Knoll Trail all through Virginia. And I was raised in Indiana, so all I know is flat, you know. So I went down to Virginia, and it was just really nice, you know, mountains going up there, and you could just look down into the camps, and they had a couple of large ponds, almost lakes. I mean, it was just beautiful. I loved it. And then we went a year ago before that, we went canoeing up at the Boundary Waters in Minnesota, and that was just pristine. I mean, you could there was really nobody around, no motorboats, no nothing. There were blueberry bushes, tons of wildlife. You were out there on your own.
Are there things that you've learned to do in this that you would not have known otherwise?
Oh, yes, definitely. Cooking, for one. My parents never got around to teaching me how to cook, and I mostly learned that from scouting along with...
What kind of stuff can you cook?
Well, I could cook just about anything, egg in a frame. We have something called egg in a bag, where it's kind of like an omelet. You have a freezer Ziploc bag, and you put eggs in it, vegetables, really anything you want, and you put it in a pot of boiling water, and it turns into an omelet. And of course we make galop, which is kind of just a bunch of things thrown in a pot. Hobos, where you put meat and bread and some other things in foil wrapping. And then of course usual things like hot dogs, biscuits and gravy, some non-camping things. And then of course desserts are always big. You can make just about anything in a Dutch oven, pies, cakes, brownies, things like that.
Scouting sounds as if it would give you some self-confidence, self-reliance. You could do things. You're more confident in yourself. Is it? You think that's true?
Definitely. I became a lot more social through scouting also, you know, being introduced to all sorts of different people.
Is it tougher today to find guys who are interested in scouting with all the other things going on in the world?
Yes, definitely. I would say so. Usually we get a few kids that... you know, parents kind of enforce them to go, but then they actually learn how fun it is, you know, they stick around. But definitely, yes, there's so many other things now, so many other groups. There's 4-H, and then there's farming societies, and then there's student council.
But sports. You've stuck with it because you get something out of it. Mm-hmm. What do you get out of this?
I would probably say the scout oath and law. It's not in anything else. Definitely. And it's just something you live by every day. And it means a lot to every scouter. And if you go to most other groups, they might have something, but it's nothing compared to the scout oath and law.
That's Boy Scout Neil Spotts, a 17-year-old leader in the Scouts White Stag National Youth Leadership Training Program, held recently at Camp Red Wing in Muncie.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio, from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Here's John Strauss.
The Boy Scouts of America counts more than 2.7 million members, not including more than 1 million adult volunteers. You might remember, as I do, the camping and hiking that are a big part of that experience. But an important part of scouting is also the leadership development that happens. Muncie was recently the site of the Scouts' National Youth Leadership Training Conference at Camp Red Wing, and it's there we met a high school senior named Raleigh Whittem.
I'm an incoming senior at Southwood High School, which is up near Wabash. I'm in a lot of band stuff, jazz band, pep band, that kind of thing. Scouting I've been in since first grade. I was a Tiger Cub and went through Cub Scouts and got the Arrow of Light and went through Boy Scouts and got my Eagle Scout a year ago last December.
What do you get out of scouting?
Well, the big thing about scouting is, though, although we teach a lot of like outdoor skills and stuff, and that's a big part of it, that it's more of a way to teach independence, self-reliance, and leadership, and just life skills. So the outdoorsmanship is just like a mode of teaching more important life lessons.
Can you talk about some of the things you think you've learned?
Well, I've definitely learned a lot about working with people. Even just here at camp, we give presentations a lot. That's given me a lot more confidence with public speaking skills. trying a lot of new things, you do get to do that in Scouts. We have, you know, a lot of merit badges. You know, I've done everything from nature to fingerprinting, just all kinds of crazy stuff that you wouldn't even normally think about in Scouting. There are merit badges for.
Do you think Scouting is as popular now as it used to be?
It's definitely as fun as it used to be. When you have a good program that's very boy-run, you know, we try and the adults are usually there just to guide, and you try and keep let the boys, the senior patrol leaders, or venture.
Well, that sounds like an interesting part of the program. In other words, instead of people standing over you telling you what to do all the time, you make the decisions, right?
Yes. Here at course, during course, it's the unit leaders who are in charge of making sure things get done. Now, the session director and the adults, of course, have authority overall, and, you know, we go to them in emergency situations or when we get into serious problems, but overall, we're the ones who are supposed to make the course run and just lead people and get things done.
Can you think of a time in your life where you thought your scouting training in any way paid off? I mean, you don't have to be lost in the woods for that training to pay off, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times in school, we'll be working on projects as a group, or we'll have to give presentations to the class or something. And a lot of those things, just working as a group, you know, when you're in scouting, you're in patrols, and you work together in a team, and you build a lot of team skills, and just working with other people, that helps a lot.
That's Raleigh Whittem, a Boy Scout from the Wabash area who was at Camp Red Wing recently as one of the young men directing the Scouts National Youth Leadership Conference.
You are tuned to Indiana Public Radio. This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss.
This week we've had the chance to talk with some of the Boy Scouts who helped run the Scouts National Youth Leadership Training Seminar recently at Camp Red Wing. We're talking not so much about the conference, which is a fine thing, but we're interested in an update on the Scouts, a part of American life for decades that's still finding its way in a complex world. Remarkable volunteers can be found at the center of every big civic effort like this, and we wanted you to meet somebody very special who is at Camp Red Wing in the middle of the woods on 134 rolling acres near White River. Deb Perkins was session director for the conference. Session director sounds so bureaucratic. A better title might be motivator-in-chief or top mom in charge. She's a remarkable person, and we wanted you to meet her.
This is a very intensive six-day leadership development workshop. The boys are recommended by their scoutmasters, so in their home troops, they are considered to be leaders. So they come here to hone those leadership skills. So we have a staff of 27 youth and 11 adults that put this program on. And then we will have, we cap it at 80 participants that come in to do this leadership development seminar. We start about 6:30 in the morning and we go till 10 o'clock at night. There is, you know, it's very intense. It's very orderly. We have a syllabus that we follow. And it's, you know, it's just really great stuff for the boys.
So were you involved in scouting as a mom or as a parent, as a...
Yes, I was with a stepson. And, you know, he came home one day and said, hey, can we go to this Cub Scout meeting? Well, the next thing you know, hook, line, and sinker, I'm there. Yeah, we started in Cub Scouts and then we crossed over into Boy Scouts. And once we crossed over into Boy Scouts, the Scoutmaster decided to make me the Assistant Scoutmaster for new Scouts. And I was happy to do that. So the first year we go to summer camp and we had great fun. This is a great time for the boys to get their first class rank and go on. Well, while we're there, we always eat at the dining hall. And I'm kind of one of those people that like to teach etiquette. You know, I think the boys need to know those things. I think they're important. So we're at the dining hall one day and I would go up early with them because they would have the boys that go up to help serve are called hoppers. So the hoppers would go up to get the food and set the table. And amazed me that they didn't know how to set a table, you know, with the knives and forks and spoons and plates and napkins and where they went. So I would teach them how to do that. And then when the other boys would come in, we would sit down and eat. And it was always family style. So I would teach them the proper way to pass
the left.
Pass, or, yes. Yeah. And then and their napkins. It was like, well, your napkin, you know, belongs in your lap. And of course, I've got some scowls and this and that. And finally, my stepson says, looks at him around, and he says, "You guys, just do it. It doesn't hurt, and it'll make her happy. And believe me, we want her happy."
And what changes have you seen in scouting over the years?
I haven't really seen that many changes, I don't think. I mean, we still have a lot of the same activities. And those are things that really appeal to the boys. I mean, where else can you go to shoot bow and arrow, to throw tomahawks?
As a mom, did the idea of throwing tomahawks ever give you pause?
No, I wanted to do it, and I did. And let me tell you what, it is not as easy as you think it is. It's tough, but I think, you know, it's more been a growth for me than the boys, because I have experienced things that I never would have thought I would have ever done. You know, shoot skeet. I was also on National Jamboree staff. You know, I'm involved in Order of the Arrow and Firecrafter. Like I said, I just jumped in with both feet.
You really did.
I did. And it's fun. It's exciting.
Do you recommend other adults think about getting involved in scouting?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great to be, especially if you love the outdoors. There are so many things you can do with, you know, kayaking and the high adventure stuff, going White River canoeing. You know, I've been to Philmont, which is our premier scout camp in New Mexico. I did not go on a trek. I went to the training center because, of course, with all the scouting, there's all kinds of other things that go on. And I am the co-chair of the Catholic Committee on Scouting for this archdiocese. So we have training out there, and I've been out there and done that.
Do you see changes in the students over the years as they are involved in this?
It seems a lot of them that we get now are a lot more committed to scouting than they have been in the past. It's like this is where they want to be, not because they have to be, but because what we offer them, they can't get anywhere else, really. I mean, and especially at the price. I mean, it's very reasonable, but it's a lot of fun. And I think that they see that and want to come and have the fun.
Is recruiting for scouting harder now because of all the activities that kids can be involved in? And
it is. It is a lot harder because there are so many demands on their times. You know, we talk about jamborees and things we've had in the past, and they'll say, we had, all these hundreds and thousands of kids, and then we have them today, and there's not as many. But today we have so many more things for youth to do with sports, other school activities, church activities, all those kinds of things. And so they've got a lot of demands on their time, so they have to pick and choose. And we're fortunate the ones that pick scouting are, the really good kids that really want to be here.
It takes a lot of patience to work with youth groups. What's it like doing this?
John, it's really amazing because the youth that are here, they run this. I kind of like, sit back in my rocking chair and drink coffee. Well, I don't, but.
I don't believe that. I know, yeah. But that's part of the attraction, right? Because the students get to have a say in it. They're just
exactly,
not, yeah.
Exactly. The boys come, they run the thing, and it's like this whole weekend right now getting ready. Somebody comes and asks me what to do, and I said, no, you ask them. The thing about scouting is it's boy-led. And these boys, I'm so fortunate to have them because they are on it. They have everything planned out. I don't have to worry about anything. I'll ask a question and they'll tell me. It's like, did we do such and such? Oh, it's already done. I mean, they are on top of it. So I'm really fortunate that they are so involved that I don't have to worry about whether or not something is going to be done. Are we going to be ready for noon on Sunday? Yeah, we are.
What do you think young guys get out of scouting? How do you see them growing in this?
Well, I think because it is boy-led, and we give them the opportunity to do that leading, it gives them better leadership skills, and they can use those for the rest of their lives. We talk about team building. We talk about different leadership styles, and so they can. At this young age, they can already mold their leadership style that's going to take them into the future.
You're going to have somewhere around 70 to 80 participants, and I forget how many staffers, how many Boy Scout staffers are you going to have?
We'll have 27 youth and 11 adults.
So that's a big, that's a lot of people to look after.
Yeah. Yes.
What have you forgotten?
I don't know yet. So my alarm clock.
Is that right? You forgot your
alarm? I forgot my alarm clock.
I just reminded you of that, didn't I? Well, I would imagine somebody will wake you up, right?
Oh, not a problem. And you know, I've got my phone, so.
You're a grown-up now. You don't have to do this. It's summertime. You could be on a beach in Florida. But instead, you're out in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. Do you camp out with everybody else?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You know, for 10 days, I live in a tent, and my friends cannot believe it.
I don't know if my wife would do that.
You know, I never knew that I would do it either until I got into Boy Scouts and found out, you know, hey, it's not bad. You know, I've got a nice tent. I've got a nice cot, an air mattress. I mean, hey,
sure,
you know.
That's right.
It's, of course, yes.
What keeps you doing it, though? Because you could. I mean, you could be.
You're right, but it's the boys. It's the boys. I absolutely love coming in here and working with these boys. They're just an incredible group. Every year we have a new group that comes in of participants, and it's fun to watch them come in at registration, see those smiling faces and some anxious faces because they don't know what they're getting into, and then watching them evolve every day and to see this and to see them at the end of the week. It's just incredible. Parents will come up to us afterwards and go, what did you do to my kid? And of course I'm like, well, what do you mean? It's like he's acting responsible. You know, I just heard him say something to his sister that I never would have guessed he would say, you know, and it's just neat to see that. And then it's also neat to see them come back the following year and be on staff, because you know, it's a year later, and you see him a year later and you're like, wow, is this the same kid, you know, because they've had that year to grow. And a lot of these kids are on staff 3 or 4 years. And it's just amazing to see them start out at 13 or 14 years old and then see them go off to college, you know. It's like, wow, it's just nice to know that I had a part of making them who they are.
Deb Perkins, session director for the recent Boy Scout National Youth Leadership Training Conference at Camp Red Wing. If you're ever involved in something like this, you know two things. First, they don't happen without some great volunteers. And two, there's usually, right in the middle of all the action, making sure everything runs on time, a Deb Perkins somewhere. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your stories, your ideas for places we should go and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.